Here is Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross, and Diana Day in...
Heat the Test Tube and Run! Abracadabra, simsalabim, I'm a wizard and my name's Merjim, and this is my magic chemistry set. Specially flown over to me on his magic carpet by an Indian faker called Mustafa Belt. His braces are broken. And he was getting shocking draft round the Taj Mahal.
Is this the happy cat of the wizard with the mysterical powers?
Yes, this is it. You are. Oh, have a care, Mr. Whittle. The great Merjim is in an ill-tempered mood today.
Oh, yeah. I thought he sounded a bit cantankerous when I was eavesdropping outside. Might I indulge a word with you, mighty whiz kid?
Yes. Advance 3 paces, touch the floor with your conch, and say the magic word. I'll pay.
I'll pay?
That's very good of you. Now, let me see. What shall I buy? I know, some red fire. I've run out of that, and I want it for my next magic spell.
Oh, you've done some already, have you?
Yes, I put a magic spell on me granddad while he was walking down the street.
What happened?
He turned into a pub.
It's my own fault for being so inquisical. I reckon that this chemistry set's really going to put the cat among the woodpile. Who gave it to him?
I did, as a Christmas present. I thought he could try some educational experiments with it.
Oh, I am. I'm going to blow up the school.
Father! Jimmy, I'm back!
Oh, heck, me mum. Quick, Alfie, pass me the lid of me chemistry set so I can hide it away. Put it away. Come on, hurry up.
All right, all right. Well, what's all the rush?
I want to surprise me mum with it at Christmas. There, it'll be safe at the back of that drawer.
Oh, you're in here. Hello, we've got a full house. I wasn't expecting you, Alfie.
Hello, Mrs. Clitheroe.
Is Father in, Harry?
No, but he told me to wait here for him. He's just gone to the post office to collect his pension. I reckon he's a bit of a magician, being able to go boozing every night on that small pittance.
Ah, that's part of the magic, going in the pub. It's the spirits, you see.
What spirits?
Whiskey, vodka, gin, brandy.
All right, Jimmy, all right. Now, let's try some more magic, like getting your hands clean for tea. And doing your homework right for once.
All right, our ma'am. There's no need to be sulky. You shouldn't make fun of magic. There's some things that you just can't explain. I mean, do you know what it means when things go bump in the night?
No, what does it mean?
Somebody's fallen out of bed.
Well, as I see it, Pete, if we're going to win, it's all a question of tic-tac, stressology, and making the right psychopathical moves. Now, if I were in charge of operations, I'd open up with me big guns, throw me weaker men in the middle, and finish me reverse forces in a blaze of glorification.
Well, I don't agree, Harry. My plan is, throw all my best men in, right from the start, and hit them so hard they just won't be able to recover.
What are they doing, Jimmy?
Picking the darts team for next Saturday's match.
I thought they were winning World War III for us. Would either of you generals like to cease hostilities for a cup of tea?
Oh, come on, Pete. Lay down your arms. Nappy up.
Oh, well, I could do a cup of tea.
By the way, Father, talking about the darts team, Mr. Higginbottom was looking for you earlier on, and he wasn't in a very good mood either.
Perhaps it was that magic spell I told Ozzy to say to him.
What magic spell?
Why should that annoy Higginbottom?
Because when you say it quick, like I told Ozzy to, it's, oh, what a twit you are.
Is there no limit to this lad's genie? Going to play Higgy on Saturday then, Pete?
Well, I'll have to play him now we're one man short. I suppose that's what he wanted to see me for. Anyway, we want the strongest team we can manage on Saturday.
Ah, you're right, Pete. The Farmer's Arms is the top team in the Brewery League. We don't want to go all the way to Liverpool just to get desecrated.
Well, I'll tell you what.
You take Alfie Hall with you.
Why, is he a good darts player?
No, but he'll be somebody to thump if you lose. Alfie Hall, you great daft ninny. This is the last time you helped me with an experiment.
Yeah, now look, I did what you said. I put the blue stuff in the test tube and then the red stuff in the test tube. Then you said, shake it up, Alfie, it might explode. So I did and it didn't. But it started bubbling over and I said, quick, what shall I do? And you said, use your head, dump it in my mum's bowl. So I did. No, not my head, the test tube. And then we found your mum's favourite lace hanky in it. The bowl all brown and burnt because of your daft experiment with your chemistry set and crackers.
Oh, yeah. Remind us to pull you at Christmas.
It's not funny. Your man's best anchor's ruined. And, you must have put some acid in that test tube.
I didn't put anything in the test tube. It's your fingerprints they'll find on it, not mine. Yeah.
You told me what to put in, so it's that you're half to blame. I'll tell your man about this.
All right, then. Tell her. Tell her how you helped me with my chemistry set that I'm not supposed to have.
Huh? Oh, no, not again.
Tell her how you burned the best lace hanky. The one she bought special at the jumble sale with the Women's Guild badge on it. And when you've finished telling her, she'll tell me grandad, and I'll tell the ambulance man where to come for you.
Oh, listen, you said your mum got it at the jumble sale?
Yeah, there were a few of them. Mrs. Butterworth, next door, made them. I remember Mr. Whittle saying how nice they were. All neatly crocheted, you know, and that in embittered lace.
Well, perhaps we could get somebody to sell us one. I wonder about the others.
Alfie, are you here, Alfie?
Oh, heck. Skinny Annie's back. Keep her out of here while I pack this lot away.
Alfie, where are you?
Yeah, I'm here in the
sucker underwear.
Keep her out, Alfie. Don't let her open that door.
Alfie, I just want to ask you, what's the matter with this door?
But I'm holding it. But you're keeping it out. You, I mean. But we're not keeping you. Well, I am in the way. Hello.
Alfie, open this door.
But I can't. There's something jammed against it.
What is it?
My foot.
What?
Yeah, I mean,
the rug, your mug.
The rug, your mug.
Right, that's everything hidden away. Open the gate and let the donkey in.
All right. Yeah, come in, donkey. Yeah, Susie. Give Susan.
Thank you. Well, what are you playing at in here?
You're making a spell with Jimmy. I'm in there.
Sorry, Alfie. Did you bump into me foot with your ankle? Alfie, tell our Susan about your mum's Christmas present.
What? Oh, yeah, my mum's Christmas present.
That you want to buy her.
Oh, yes, that I want to buy her.
A lace handkerchief, like my mum.
Oh, yes, a lace handkerchief, like my mum. Your mum.
And you don't know where to buy one.
But I don't know where to buy one.
And Scraggy Neck might know.
And Scraggy Neck, you might know.
Lace handkerchief? You mean that Women's Guild one?
Yeah, I mean the Women's Guild one.
I remember now. They were the ones Mrs. Butterworth made. Oh, Mother bought one. Mrs. Eccles bought one. I don't know if there were any others. Anyway, I'm going upstairs to get changed. I'll see you in a couple of minutes.
You want a bet?
You want a bet? Yeah, I mean, right, yeah, pet.
Right, that's it, Alfie. Let's go and see Fatty Eccles. Come on.
Yeah, but right. No, wait a minute. I've got to see Fatty Susan. Give her Susan.
You will. We'll only be two kicks on your bike. Ooh, it's pitch dark out here. Now, come on and we'll... Oops! Watch out where you're going.
I'm sorry, James. I didn't see you in the dark. Who's that with you?
I'm just taking the dog for a walk.
Oh. Well, I hope you've got him on the lead. It's very dark down there. James, you haven't got a dog.
Oh, just a blinking dog's body, me.
Oh, it's you, Alfred. Hello. Is your mother in?
Well, she was when I left our house.
No. I mean James's mother.
Oh, no. No, she wasn't in our house. I mean, if she had been, my mum would have told me.
I'll explain, Mr. Brocklebank. Look, Alfie's mum live at Alfie's house. Jimmy's mum live at Jimmy's house. Mr. Brocklebank want to see Jimmy's mum. So he see Jimmy's mum at Jimmy's house. Right, bird brain?
Right, Jimmy.
Well, now you've explained it to him, let's be off. Now, listen, when she comes to the door, don't keep saying fatty and making jokes about her size. In fact, don't say anything at all.
Right, you do the talking, I'll just do the laughing.
Yeah, right, yeah. Let's see, I'll funk you in a minute.
Yes, who is it? Oh, it's Jimmy Clitheroe, Mr. Hall.
Yeah, hello, Mrs. Fattles. Your fatty. Correct, Coles. Mrs. Hello, can I have a word with you?
Oh, yes, come in the kitchen. I'm just rolling some pastry on the table.
Hey, Alfie, it must be a strong table with her rolling about on it.
He means with a rolling pin.
Oh.
And I'll borrow it off her if you don't shut up.
In here, you two. I'm just doing some baking.
Oh, that looks like it. What are you making?
4 dozen sausage rolls, 2 dozen Cornish pasties, some cakes and 3 dozen assorted buns. I must get them done tonight.
Why, are they for your supper?
Shut up. She's not going to eat all that lot herself, you fool.
Oh, of course not. Just the buns. Elephants like buns, don't they?
I shan't tell you again.
Look, fresh out of the oven. How about them for sausage rolls?
Oh, they look delicious, Mrs. Elephant. Nelly, you're back. Eccles. They do look good.
Oh, well, it's the way I make them. I don't skimp on the job. I believe in using plenty of fat.
Ah, well, you've got plenty. I mean, plenty of food here. Who's it for?
The Women's Guild social tomorrow. I usually do all the baking for the socials. Well, it's easy for me. I've got a big oven, you know.
Yes, we noticed that when you opened the front door, didn't we, Alfie?
Yeah, well, we notice when you open your oven door. When you rolled your sausages out, took them out, rolled on the table, put them up. Can I ask you a question, please?
I think so. What is it?
Well, what I want to ask is, do you remember buying a lace hanky that Mrs. Butterworth made at a jumble sale? Well, not she made it there. You bought it there. Will you keep your thieving hands off them sausage rolls?
I wasn't going to eat any. I was just feeling how heavy they were.
Oh, go on, Jimmy. You can have one if you like.
Oh, thanks, Mrs. Eccles. Are you having one as well?
No, thanks, Jimmy. I'd love to, but I have to watch my figure.
You were saying, Mr. Hall?
Well, it's like this, Mrs. Cake. Your Eccles cake. Your Eccles. We want to buy one of them hankies, and Susan said you might have one.
I did buy one. It had the Women's Guild emblem on. Oh, lovely lace hanky it was. I gave it to my sister for her birthday.
Oh, well, if you could just get... You gave it to your sister. Where does she live?
Singapore.
Right. Come on, Alfie. Let's be going.
Give it to me with that, Jimmy. I can't take you to Singapore on my motorbike.
Don't just stand there. Go and get a rickshaw. I mean, we'll go and see if we can find anybody else who bought one of them hankies, you clot.
Oh, there was another woman bought one. Now, who was it? It was a woman. Oh, I remember who it was now, Jimmy.
Oh, good. Who was it?
Your mum.
Oh, heck. Did anybody else buy one?
Oh, yeah. Another woman. Now, who was she? Oh, yes, you know that Humphrey Bottle Bank?
Oh, was he the woman who bought it?
Thank goodness old Brocklebank's still here. Now, when we go in the room, Alfie, just remember, you want a hanky for your mother. But if me mum's in there, don't say a word.
All right, I can keep a secret. I'm not stupid, you know.
Oh, you're just pretending.
Yeah. See, I'll thump you.
Hello, you two. Quarrelling?
Oh, it's him, Mr. Bricklebunk. Boom. He said I'm pretending to be stupid, and I'm not.
You can't help it.
Exactly. Well, okay, I warned you.
Mr. Brocklebank, we have something to ask you. Quick, while me mum's out. Alfie got himself in a bit of trouble today. He ruined me mum's hanky.
Who did?
Alfie did. You remember Alfie? Alfie? He wears your trousers.
I know who he is. Me is. I'm. Don't be funny. He didn't.
Who didn't?
Alfie didn't. Me didn't. Oh, Belto.
Please. Will you both calm down? Now, what is this about a handkerchief?
I wanted yours for me mother. Not your man's one, your lace one. No, not really for me, mother. I only said that to Susan because Jimmy told me it's his mother. No, not he told me.
Alfred, you really must think before you speak.
Oh, he tried thinking, but it just gave him a headache. Look, Mr. Brocklebank, you bought a hanky once from a jumble sale, one with the Women's Guild badge on, and Alfie would like to buy it off you.
That's right. Hey, not so much of the Alfie. We want to buy it.
Who? You and Alfie?
Yes.
I know the handkerchief you mean, but I bought it for my sister. I'm afraid she wouldn't sell it.
Well, could you borrow it when she's not looking?
I will do no such thing.
But we've got to get one. Alfie ruined me mum's when he washed it in some chemicals.
And you were to blame as well.
Well, I'm afraid I cannot help you. You will just have to tell your mother what happened and face the consequences, both of you.
You mean the three of us?
Pardon?
The chemicals were from the chemistry set that you gave me that I'm not allowed to have.
You didn't tell me that.
You didn't ask me. Me granddad said that after what happened last year, the next time he found me with a chemistry set, he'd dissolve me in one of me own test tubes. Along with the fool who gave it to me.
Oh, dear. What did happen last year?
Oh, nothing really. I don't know why I made such a fuss. His eyebrows grew again in a month.
But I couldn't possibly ask my sister. Oh, wait a minute. Someone else bought one of those handkerchiefs.
Yeah, we know. Fatty Ecclescake. You're a bit missus. But it's in Singapore. A sister.
No. Mrs. Higginbottom bought one.
Well, that's it. We'll go and buy it off Mrs. Higginbottom. We'll go round in your car, Mr. Brocklebank.
Oh, but James, she may not wish to sell it.
Oh, she'll sell it if I offer her enough money.
Well, how much can you offer her?
I don't know. How much have you two got?
Jim, look who's at Higginbottom's.
Right then, Higgy, don't be late. The bus leaves the Rose and Crown at 7 o'clock prompt, and the match starts at 8:30 at the Farmer's Arms.
Don't worry, I'll be at the Rose and Crown in time for a quick one before we catch the bus.
It's your granddad talking to Higginbottom.
Get away. And I thought it was Pinky and Perky.
Hello there, gentlemen.
Hello, Humphrey.
Oh, hello, you two.
What are you three doing here? If you're going to start singing carols, just hang on a minute while I fill a bucket with water.
Won't Mrs. Higginbottom be using it to make the tea?
What was that?
I said, won't Mrs. Higginbottom have your tea ready? I mean, we don't want to keep you.
Aye, mine was ready 30 minutes ago. I'd better be off. Well, I'll see you later, Higgy. Ta-ra, Humphrey.
Bye-bye.
Ta-ra, Pete. Now listen, troublemaker, what do you want?
Well, go on, Alfie, answer him.
Well, I don't want anything from you. It's Mrs. Pinky I want. Give it Mrs. Pork Bottom. Begin.
What?
If I can explain. You see, we would like to see your lady wife.
My what?
Mrs. Higginbottom, he means.
Oh. Quite. If I could just have 5 minutes of her time, she has something I'd like to buy.
Ah, shit.
An article, I mean. A lace handkerchief that she has, and I'd like to buy it.
You sure you wouldn't like a couple of anities while you're at it? No, mind you, I think you'd have to take them in a bit.
Look, Mr. Higginbottom, Mrs. Higginbottom has a lace hanky with a Women's Guild badge on, and Alfie wants to buy it for his mother. Do it, Alfie.
That's right, for Christmas, so she won't know I burnt it. Mrs. Clitheroe, I mean, won't know I bought it for my mother.
Wait a minute, I remember it now. She bought it at a jumble sale along with a hat for herself and some overalls for me.
Oh, so you're wearing them on Sunday after church.
What?
When you were cleaning your car, I mean.
Oh, yes.
Well, do you think she'd sell it me? But not the overalls, the hat. The hanky, I mean. Can I see it?
Well, that depends whether you're long-sighted. She's in Wigan with her brothers.
Oh, dear. Well, that's the end of that.
She'll be back tomorrow.
Oh, that'll be too late. Mrs. Clitheroe's bound to find it by then and see it's burnt.
Oh, you blabbermouth.
Hello, hello. What are you up to?
Oh, dear. Well, the fact is, Mr. Higginbottom, James and Alfred inadvertently ruined Mrs. Clitheroe's handkerchief, and they wanted to replace it with your wife's.
Well, why didn't you say so, Clitheroe? Instead of getting babbling Bert here to make up all that rubbish about your mother. Why didn't you ask me to help you?
Because I knew what you'd say. I mean, would you help me?
Of course. If you need that hanky to get you out of trouble, you can have it.
Oh, Mr. Higginbottom, I'll never call you again. I mean, he's very kind of you.
Oh, but Mrs. Higginbottom is away.
Ah, that's all right. She never uses it. She won't miss it.
I don't know whether we could accept it like that.
You speak for yourself. I can accept it.
Now, how much did it cost?
They were 0.5 crown each.
Right. I'll go and get it, and you can have it, Clitheroe, for 10 bob.
What time is it, Susan?
6:15.
Oh, well, I'd better be on the way to the Rose and Crown.
Where can our Jimmy be?
Oh, with Alfie somewhere, wherever he can spend his money.
Oh, they were at Higginbottom's when I left, with Brocklebank.
What was he doing with them?
Perhaps Jimmy had used all Alfie's money.
Oh, now, Susan, you always suspect the worst where Jimmy's concerned.
Yes, and I'm always right.
That sounds like him now coming in the back.
Oh, the little bad penny has returned.
Hello, Mum. Granddad. Ooh, smashing. You've bought me a monkey. Oh, sorry, Susan.
That'll do.
Don't you call Susan a monkey in front of me.
Sorry? I didn't know you wanted to call her monkey first.
Well, I bet. I'll thump you, I will.
All right. Now, can we have a bit of peace in the house?
Yes, if you can find a muzzle for my brother.
Well, we can't use yours. It's too big for my mouth.
Will you stop it, both of you?
Oh, I like that. Come on, Alfie, we'll go in the lounge.
Yes, Susan, as soon as Jimmy finds your mother's hanky. Gives it to him, I mean, on the floor. You're off.
Oh, yes, Mum, I found this hanky of yours on the kitchen floor. Didn't I, Alfie?
Yeah, that's right.
My hanky? How did it get there?
I dropped it. But somebody did. Must have.
But it was soaking in a bowl of water. I put it there last night. Let me see, it's dry, isn't it?
Well, somebody must have ironed it. Our Susan. Yeah, she ironed it.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
Don't be silly. If Susan ironed it, she'd say so.
In her sleep. Last night, she was sleepwalking.
I did not. I never walk in my sleep.
Then it must have been a vampire or so.
There's something funny about this.
There certainly is. This is not my handkerchief.
Eh? Of course it must be. I mean, look, he's got the badge on.
It's a Women's Guild hanky, but it's not mine.
Oh, like, we've had it, Jim.
Mine had a mark on it.
Yeah, I know, like a burn. Only it wasn't, it was acid in the bowl, I think. But I didn't put it in, the acid, not the hanky. Well, I put that in with Jim's chemicals. So we bought it. not his chemistry step. Brocklebank bought that. Mrs. Higginbottom's hanky.
Now, wait a minute, wait a minute. My handkerchief had a scorch mark on it. I did it yesterday when I ironed it. That's why I put it to soak in the water.
You what? You mean we didn't do it? Alfie Hall, you twit. If you'd only looked, you'd have seen it was scorched before you put the chemicals in it. All the trouble we've had, and it was nothing to do with my chemistry set.
What chemistry set?
The one I got to give back to Mr. Brocklebank. Because he gave me it before I could tell him I'm not allowed to have it.
Stop it. You've disobeyed me once too often this time, my lad.
Now, Grandad, don't get in a temper. You know it gives you a headache.
You're the one who's going to get the ache, and it won't be in your head.
No, Father. He said he's going to give it back to Humphrey.
Oh, yes, I am, ma'am. In fact, I think I'll go now. Ta-ra!
Shut up! All right, Pat. I won't smack him. But that chemistry set goes back, and he goes to bed now.
Yes, Grandad, I will. I do feel a bit tired.
I'll just give him some hot milk, Father, and then he'll go straight up.
Oh, no. Perhaps I'd better take him some chicken sandwiches and tuck him in. We mustn't make him suffer too much, must we?
In that case, when you bring the sandwiches up, wear a mask.
Jimmy, you're asking for it.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Look, while you're fixing the hot milk, I'll just make a phone call. Seeing that I'm going to bed early.
If I know my brother, he'll be making that phone call from the Black Hand Gang's headquarters.
Oh, don't be silly. I'll just put the milk on and make us a cup of tea at the same time.
Jimmy, have you finished on the phone?
Your mum said your milk's ready.
I've just one more call to make. I'll fix him.
Oh,
horrible Higginbottom. I rang him up and said I'd bring the hanky back, but he said he doesn't want it. He'd sooner have the 10 bob. I asked him what I could do with the lace hanky, and he told me.
He didn't, did he? I mean, what?
He told me to blow me nose. You'll be sorry. I'm ringing up the Farmer's Arms and ordering pints all round for both teams to be ready at 8:30. And me dad'll pay.
Your dad?
Yeah. My name's Ozzy Higginbottom.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, Tony Melody as Mr. Higginbottom, Brian Truman as Mr. Whittle, Colin Edwin as Humphrey Brocklebank, and Betty Elberge as Mrs. Eccles. The recorded program was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
Well, my phone call didn't work. When the landlord at the Farmer's Arms asked Mr. Higginbottom for the money, he said he'd only pay if somebody beat him after the darts match, outside. Well, he's 6'4". So everybody bought their own. Still, this other phone call might do the trick. I'm going to ring Mrs. Higginbottom and say how nice it was of her to let Mr. Higginbottom sell her hanky for 10 bob. She can reach over 6'4" with a rolling pin.